Take care.
Written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Shunwei startles awake at the sound of knocking at the door. He hadn't meant to fall asleep. He remembers putting the towels into the dryer and then everything gets a bit fuzzy. He'd meant to start cooking. Jaunan had insisted he would be home as soon as possible. Shunwei should at least have food ready, since he's been at home the whole day. He knows Jaunan would tell him he doesn't have to, but Shunwei isn't used to just staying at home and not doing anything. And he enjoys cooking for Jaunan. There's another knock on the door, and Shunwei startles again, almost having forgotten what woke him up in the first place. He frowns, wondering who it is. Surely Jaunan would come in with his own keys, and that Qing rarely uses the door. The knock sounds again, and Shunwei shakes himself and heads towards the door. It's only when he goes to open it that he realizes that at some point he's changed into his dragon form, which is far too small to easily manage the door handle. He stares at it for a moment. He could open it, but... Shunwei stops and frowns. Surely the easiest way is to just turn human. And if it's not Da Qing or Jaunlan, or someone else from the SID, then Shunwei really shouldn't look like a dragon. He really must be tired if he'd forgotten that. It takes effort to drag his human shape around him, to make himself that shape. But then, finally, he's standing on his own feet in front of the door. Resolutely, he reaches out to open it. He finds Jaunlan's mother looking at him, hand poised to knock again. "Shunwei, you are home," she says, like she might have been doubting that. She smiles warmly at him. Shunwei opens his mouth to greet her, and then catches himself before saying anything, because he suddenly remembers her admonition to call her mom. "Mom," he says awkwardly, and then adds, "Hello." He can hear how awkward that sounds, but before he manages to try to correct it somehow, she's already walked inside and started talking. Shunwei quietly closes the door. "Alan said you'd be home. I was in the neighborhood and wanted to come visit. He should be home soon, I think, or so he said. You should be resting, shouldn't you?" The last is said with a small disapproving frown at him. Guilt takes hold of Shunwei before he manages to read the slight worry in her expression. It reminds him of Jaunlan. Shunwei wants to protest that he had been, even if it had been involuntary, before he'd needed to come open the door. But he can't say that to her. It's not her fault Shunwei isn't feeling well. Suddenly, his head feels like someone is tugging at the back of his skull, and Shunwei reaches out a hand to steady himself against the wall. In the next moment, Jaunlan's mother is holding his arm. "Are you all right? Alan said you aren't feeling well," she says, the furrow between her brows looking increasingly worried. "I'm fine. There was an accident at work," Shunwei says, his words coming out a bit haltingly. "Wait, no, that doesn't sound right. He's a university professor." "Alan really shouldn't get you involved in his work," she says disapprovingly, apparently immediately grasping the shape of things. "Are you going to be okay?" "I just need rest. The effects will pass," Shunwei says. He still needs to empty the dryer and he really should get started on dinner. Jaunan's mother pats his arm and says, "Don't you worry. Mom will take care of everything." And Shunwei realizes that he might have said some of that out loud. "Come on, you should at least sit down before you fall over," she says, and starts leading Shunwei towards the living room. There's still that feeling of someone pulling at the back of his head, the world lurching a bit as he tries to walk. Without quite meaning to, he grasps her arm tighter and has to stop for a moment. "Shunwei?" she asks worriedly. Shunwei is about to reassure her that it's nothing, when to his horror he feels his shape dissolving around him. "No, not now," he thinks desperately, trying to grab hold of his human shape. But it's already too late, and in the next moment the far more compact form of a dragon solidifies around him. For the next moment, all Shunwei has time to worry about is stopping himself from falling to the ground, as flight suddenly feels like far more effort than it should be. He struggles and somehow manages to keep himself in the air for a moment. He just needs to not plummet down to the ground. He can... A pair of hands pluck him out of the air carefully, and Shenhui looks up at Jiaolan's mother, feeling shocked. "You're going to fall," she says resolutely, even though her voice shakes a little. Shenhui stares at her. "I'm..." he says, because he should say something. He's just changed into a dragon in front of Jiaolan's mother, and he can only imagine how much of a shock that must be for her. "You're very small, aren't you? And skinny. Are you supposed to be this thin?" she asks, words following quickly after another, her voice losing that slight tremble as she keeps on talking. "I'm..." Shenhui says again, lifting his head a bit. "This is perfectly fine for a dragon," he says, feeling a bit stupid saying so. "He's just tired. That's it. He's too tired. Not quite thinking straight." "But you are beautiful. And very cute," she says, and Shenhui feels a bit like preening. And in the next breath, she's already talking again. "And you look like you're about to fall asleep," she says briskly, starting to walk again, much faster now that she isn't trying to support an unsteady Shenhui. "I'm home," Jiaolan announces as he steps in through the door. He's a tiny bit worried about what he'll find. Shenhui is still nervous around his mom most of the time, even though he keeps assuring him that his mom adores Shenhui. Jiaolan suspects she might like Shenhui better than him, which is entirely understandable. How could she not love Shenhui? But Shenhui was still feeling tired and disoriented from yesterday when Jiaolan left in the morning. He sort of had to, because someone needed to sort through the aftermath, since the black-cloaked envoy was very temporarily out of commission. And he isn't all that sure that adding the stress of his mom visiting was the best idea. But he couldn't really tell his mom that she can't visit. Jiaolan notices the delicious smell coming from the kitchen. He really hopes Shenhui hasn't overexerted himself. He kind of sucks at resting when Jiaolan isn't there. He's pretty sure Shenhui thinks he's not allowed to rest, even though he likes napping on Jiaolan in his dragon form. Jiaolan will just keep on telling him that it's okay, especially now that things have settled down so much. He's abruptly jolted out of his thoughts as his mom appears out of nowhere to whack him on the arm and quietly hiss at him to be quiet. "He's sleeping," she explains in a hushed whisper, still frowning angrily at him, making it clear that there will definitely be words if his careless entrance has woken Shenhui. Jiaolan swallows, his eyes widening as worry shoots through him. Shenhui would never voluntarily go to sleep while his mom is there. His mom's face gentles a bit, and she gestures towards the living room, which doesn't make Jiaolan feel any less worried. Shenhui wouldn't sleep, and certainly not in the living room when his mom is visiting. Without a word to his mom, Jiaolan hurries into the living room and then comes to an abrupt stop, feeling vaguely bewildered. He can't see Shenhui at all. He looks at his mom, opening his mouth to ask her. But she's gesturing at the couch, looking at him like she can't believe she's raised someone with such lack of observation skills. Jiaolan looks back and notices the very incongruous pile of towels on the couch. Jiaolan might occasionally leave towels around where he shouldn't, but Shenhui makes sure they don't stay there for very long. And then he finally realizes that there's a small black head peeking out from the towels. Before he knows it, he's down on his knees in front of the couch. "Xiaowei," he whispers quietly. He looked cold, and the towels were still warm from the dryer, his mom says in a hushed voice. There's a distinct note of disapproval in her voice as she says dryer, like the word itself tastes bad in her mouth. Jiaolan has the sudden urge to explain that Shenhui only uses it for the towels, and that Shenhui wasn't quite sure about even that much. But he bites back the words before he wakes Shenhui up. He can't quite stop himself from reaching out a couple of fingers to brush the top of the tiny dragon's head. He needs to know that Shenhui is okay. He looks like he's sleeping quite peacefully, swaddled inside the towels, but Jiaolan just needs to touch. And that's when he finally realizes that Shenhui is a tiny dragon and his mom is right there. He turns his head towards his mom, who's looking at them with a soft look on her face, which is swiftly replaced with a frown as Jailan looks at her. You need to take better care of him. It's a full-time job making sure you don't do anything stupid. The poor thing must be exhausted most of the time, she says in a disapproving whisper. Jailan says. Well, tries to say. Shunwei's head bumps against his fingers, and Jailan turns back to look at him. Shunwei opens his eyes, looking at him with dark, sleepy eyes, and then bumps his head against Jailan's hand again and makes a small warble. Jailan quickly rubs his fingers under his chin, and then reaches out with both hands to unwrap him from the bundle of towels. There's a huff from his mom. I'll be in the kitchen. Dinner will be ready any moment, she says, her voice almost surprisingly gentle. And then, almost like she's talking to herself, but still loud enough for him to hear, she adds. He needs to eat more. I'm still not sure dragons should be that skinny. And then he hears her footsteps leaving. But he's a bit too busy looking at Shunwei as he carefully scoops the tiny dragon up into his hands. Are you okay, Xiaowei? Jailan asks quietly, some of the worry still lodged inside him. He'd thought Shunwei was past the point where he'd have no choice but revert back to a dragon. Shunwei warbles quietly and lifts his head a bit like he's trying to look more awake. Tired, he says after a moment, the sounds slurring together slightly. But fine. Then he seems to give up on the effort and lets his head fall back down against Jailan's hand. Your mother, he mumbles. It's okay. I keep telling you she adores you, Jailan tells him gently. Shunwei makes a small noise and rubs his chin against the pad of Jailan's thumb, his eyes closing. Jailan suspects that Shunwei still doesn't quite believe him, but Shunwei is definitely his mom's favorite. And Jailan is definitely going to hug her for taking the whole dragon thing in stride. His mom is amazing. Do you think you can stay awake long enough to eat? Jailan asks quietly, because Shunwei really does need to eat. My mom will be disappointed if you don't, he adds, because he's not above cheating to get Shunwei to take care of himself. Shunwei's body coils slightly, his muscles tightening as he tries to shake himself awake. He opens his eyes to look at Jailan. Of course, he says, with adorable determination. Jailan rubs a thumb against the side of Shunwei's neck. Shunwei makes a small pleased noise and leans into the touch a bit. And after that, you can sleep for as long as you want, he says, heading towards the kitchen where his mom will make sure Shunwei gets all the food he needs. Jailan will take tomorrow off, so he can stay home and make sure Shunwei rests. His mom probably wouldn't mind cooking something for tomorrow, too. The end.